All right, well, let's get back to your patient, your 45-year-old lady. So what was your assessment of her situation there with this localized disease?
So you want to get a good quality CT scan. So we do what's called a pancreatic protocol CT scan. They're thin cuts. You look at it through multiple phases after injection of IV contrast. And that's really to look at the relationship of the primary tumor relative to the adjacent blood vessels. So you're looking at, does it abut or involve the superior mesenteric artery, the celiac axis, the superior mesenteric and portal veins? And the degree of involvement, whether it is just touching those vessels, whether it's entirely encasing, whether it might be involving up to 180 degrees, really defines whether that patient is truly unresectable and realistically is unlikely ever to get to surgery, or falls in this category that we're now defining as its own separate category of borderline resectable disease. So if you have a tumor, like in the case of our patient, whose tumor may involve the SMV portal vein confluence, may abut or involve up to 180 degrees of the superior mesenteric artery, we'd call that a borderline resectable tumor. And what that means is that we wouldn't want to take that patient to surgery up front because of the high likelihood of a margin positive resection. So with appropriate cytoreduction with chemotherapy plus minus radiation, we can increase that patient's chances of undergoing a successful resection down the road.
I've got to say that that idea of borderline resectable kind of perplexed me a little bit in terms of what's actually going on that makes the patient resectable. Is the idea that it just sort of pulls back from the vessel, or is it actually, it doesn't actually invade the vessel, does it?
So no, but the way a pancreatic tumor grows is it actually can, when it approaches these vessels, will actually completely surround and encase it entirely. And in that case, even if you have a really good response, you're going to still be left with sort of residual tumor or even scarring mass that's fully encasing those vessels, especially those key arteries that come off of the descending aorta. And so if you have a tumor that is completely wrapped around the SMA or celiac axis, you know, that patient realistically is not going to get to surgery down the road. You're correct in saying that, especially with modern chemotherapy, a great response to treatment might lead to actual pulling away from, if it's touching or even partially encasing these vessels, to create a fat plane that would allow a surgeon to sort of dissect that tumor away from those blood vessels. And our surgeons say, especially with contemporary chemotherapy, that they go in there and these tumors after treatment really just come away very easily. They become softer. It's just something they didn't see before, but are increasingly seeing with current chemotherapy regimens like FOLFIRINOX.
And I guess actually it sounds a lot like what they describe with, quote, borderline resectable liver mets.
Yeah, you know, for pancreatic cancer, and a lot of it, and one of the challenges in doing trials specifically for borderline resectable disease is it's a little bit, they say it's in the eye of the beholder. What one surgeon calls truly unresectable, another says, oh no, I can, you know, resect this with a little downstaging. So there are really kind of formal radiographic criteria established by National Comprehensive Cancer Network and other organizations to really try to define what are the specific criteria based on cross-sectional imaging. But even with those very stringent radiographic definitions, you're still going to have surgeons disagree about ultimate resectability.